We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Drive on KFH.
Badfinger, the musical theme this week. This is from their 1970 album, No Dice, 50 years ago.
No Dice.
Midnight Caller. Neither of you boys were born.
No,
50
and
years
you were
ago.
In your mid-30s, so that's not bad.
Why are you attacking me?
Because you can.
Wait, I got to add. Oh, no, you're a little younger than that. 20s?
Yeah, whatever.
Right,
I was 15.
Right around 20. So right around 20.
Yeah, I was zeroing in on approaching 20.
Well,
I was zeroing in on getting my driver's license. So, and I want to tell you, when I got my driver's license, oh baby.
Oh really?
Hey, speaking of
all
which,
bets are off.
Speaking of which, my daughter's 14. She's got her like permit or whatever. Should she be driving, do you think?
What? Oh, you ought to be teaching her to drive every weekend.
Yeah, yep. It shouldn't be me.
Why?
Cuz I'm not
I'd have to agree with that.
I'm a good driver. But I'm not really a safe driver.
Well, that's not a great thing to admit.
It's not. I'm not a dangerous driver. I'm just. Okay, we'll talk about that later.
Let's get to Danon Hughes from the Chiefs Radio Network. Hey, Danon, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, happy to have you. Chiefs coming off an impressive win in Buffalo yesterday against the Bills. What are your overall impressions of that one?
My impressions are that it was probably the most impressive win this season. And I say that because of the circumstances. You know, I still give credit to Buffalo, even though they lost the last two games. They lost against two teams that played in the AFC Championship. So you can't knock them too much. But then when you get, you know, if I'd have told you last week, Daniel Kilgore, Nick Allegretti, would come in and be pretty much heroes of the game. You would have thought I was probably talking about them saving, you know, Harrison Butker getting a blocked field goal and those guys saving a touchdown on the return because we hadn't seen them outside of PAT and field goal protection. But they came in and added some energy and some juice to this offensive line that I'm not sure many people knew was there in regards to the run game.
Yeah, how much more impressive does that make the way Kansas City ran the ball and really got everyone involved because there were kind of some no-names on the offensive line? And the second part of that question is kind of the obvious one. They're adding Le'Veon Bell to the mix this coming week. How will he contribute to that?
Well, I think he's just another weapon. I mean, literally just that. It's nothing, you know, it's nothing of a sincere need, but it is just an added weapon. And I think, you know, having him, you look at Andy Reid and look at his resume and look at the teams he's had in Philly and here in Kansas City, always had a 1-2 punch, sometimes a 1-2-3 punch at the running back position, whether it was Brian Westbrook, Deuce Staley, LeSean McCoy. You come here, he has Spencer Ware, drafts Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt, then Spencer Ware, then Damian Williams. And then they go and get LeSean McCoy. So it's not surprising at all but it's also par for the course. And you think of it, even though Darrell Williams did an admirable job, and I'm not saying he's not capable, because let's face it, last year, who would have thought Damian Williams would have been capable? But say Clyde Edwards-Helaire rolls an ankle, pulls a hamstring like Sammy Watkins did, then where does that leave us? With two guys, Darrell Williams and Darwin Thompson, to carry the load. Now you have Le'Veon Bell as that other part of the 1-2-3 punch. I think it makes total sense, especially for the money that you have to spend to keep him. And I'm just glad that we have an organization now, kind of like many people used to think of the New England Patriots. We have an organization now where stars really want to contemplate coming here. And that's a good problem.
How do you think Le'Veon Bell is going to fit in this? We had a conversation last week where, and I'm definitely on the side of, you look at his track record over the last 3 years and how he acts. If he doesn't get the ball, and I know Andy Reid is good with these guys and that sort of thing, but do you think he's going to be able to come in and handle getting 25-30% of the workload and be a good teammate after about 4 or 5 weeks?
Well, I think it's a misnomer on the knock on Le'Veon Bell. He got the ball in Pittsburgh. He just got promised also that he wouldn't be franchise tagged a second time. And that's when things went sour. When he got to the Jets, I don't remember him recall him complaining about not getting the ball. It was just more about the lack of continuity of the organization. And now they're trading away people left and right, and their coach is on the chopping block. So, you know, not that I'm just going to be pro player all the time, but I think sometimes the narrative gets foggy a little bit with superstars. Now, this is not an Antonio Brown situation. That's a whole different animal. But Le'Veon Bell, when he's been called upon, when he's been the bell cow, he's stepped up. And he would be absolutely insane to not recognize the blessing that he has in coming to Kansas City and being able to show people that he can be a part of a winning organization again and be a contributing factor. I mean, hindsight is always 20/20, and I've met a lot of players. I played with a lot of guys that left Kansas City for free agency and regretted it after their career. Who knows? Le'Veon Bell may look back and say, you know what, Pittsburgh was a great place. I should have worked with him. But I guarantee he recognized also, if he doesn't make it here, kind of like Randy Moss when he got to New England, if they don't make it work there, who else is going to show up afterwards? So I think it's going to be a good blend and a good mesh. And he knows that he's, you know, this is not just some Le'Veon Bell coming with Damian Williams here, who is an undrafted guy unknown name, and that he comes in the mix, and now he's only getting 25% of the time. He's coming behind a first-round pick, running back that's second in the AFC in rushing. So, you know, he'd be an idiot to believe that he's going to come in and go from 25% of plays to getting 25 carries a game.
Danan Hughes, our guest, former Chiefs receiver, and now the radio analyst to Mitch Holthus on the Chiefs Radio Network, which includes KNSS, our sister station right here in Wichita. Wanted to ask you about the bigger picture, AFC. Here we are through 5 or 6 games, depending on the team. Chiefs certainly right in that mix. You've got Tennessee unbeaten, Pittsburgh unbeaten, Baltimore with 1 loss, the Bills with 2 losses, the Raiders, who handed Kansas City its only loss. This looks like this looks like it's going to be a fun postseason. Do you think the Chiefs have a chance to be markedly better, or are you seeing a real dogfight in the playoffs when we get there?
I think it's going to be a dogfight. I think every playoffs are a dogfight. Very rarely do you see a team just skate through the playoffs. But I will say this, with the new format, only one team getting a bye and an expanded playoff picture, literally anybody can be, you know, standing on the podium at the end representing their conference. And if you look how things are unfolding in the AFC, you have several teams at the top, several teams at the bottom, and very few that are in the middle. Now, that's going to change as you move throughout the rest of the season and teams get their bye weeks and guys get back off the shelf, especially with the IR rules where you don't lose guys for a full season. You just have them on IR for 3 weeks. But I will say this. I mean, who would have thought that we would have been down 24-0 to the Houston Texans in the playoffs? Who would have thought we would have been down by double digits to the Tennessee Titans in the playoffs, both at home? Anything could have happened. Anything can happen in the playoffs. You know, take it from me. I've had some stomach pains from my 90s years with the Chiefs where we were 13-3, number one and number two seeds, and wind up losing in the playoffs. So I think this team is made up and recognizes that they have something special, but they're not looking too deep into the future.
So we've only really seen that vintage Mahomes game probably once this year, the game against Baltimore. I think he threw for over 400 yards and four touchdowns. What does it say about the Chiefs that they can dominate games like they did yesterday when Mahomes isn't necessarily taking all those shots downfield or making these highlight reel passes, and you know, he's just kind of relying on Kelce and some short passes? What does it say about the Chiefs that they can pull that off? And do you think we'll see more of those vintage Mahomes games as the season goes on?
Well, I'm not really a millennial, but I am pretty handy on my phone. You know that emoji where the guy has his hand over his face? That's kind of what I picture most defensive coordinators thinking when they have to deal with the Kansas City Chiefs. They got the emoji with their hand over their face, kind of shaking their head like, oh my gosh, now they have a dominant run game. And they're willing to use it. It's kind of like the old Western. He has a new gun, and he's willing to use it. That's what we have with the Kansas City Chiefs. And it would be a different story if you said, okay, Patrick Mahomes, he's over the hill, you know, he's Tom Brady's age or what have you, and now they have a really good running game. Because then there would be questions about the passing game. I don't know anybody that questions the passing game for the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's also remember that this Chiefs team have beaten four teams that were in the playoffs last year. And against those four teams, they've beaten them by 13.75 points. Like, you're beating them not just scraping by. You're beating the best. The hardest part of their schedule has been these first six games, and they've beaten them decisively. And they haven't done it, like you said, with Patrick Mahomes doing a lot of magic. I think that's just a sign of true problems for opponents as you get into week 10 through 16.
And yet Patrick Mahomes ranks fifth in the league in yardage, third in touchdowns, second in QBR, one interception. So he's an MVP candidate, despite maybe not making the ruckus that he made as a rookie and in his second year for sure. Thank you, Danon. We appreciate.
Yeah, it's almost like we're looking at the LeBron James of the NFL, where, like you said, he's an MVP candidate that nobody's really talking about being an MVP candidate because he set the bar so high that everything looks pedestrian now, and it's really, really good still.
Yeah, for sure, Danon. Thanks. We appreciate your time.
No problem, guys.
All right, that's Danon Hughes from the Chiefs Radio Network. Former Kansas City receiver, we appreciate him coming on the show. We'll take a break and come back and talk with Emily Stevens, our life coach and counselor, with Duda here. That's we need one for sure. So she'll join the show next. You're listening to The Drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.